Well, there is good news to share this morning. Amidst so much tension and vitriol in the news, in the wake of countless acts of violence and injustice in the last months and years, especially against people of color, on the tail of natural disasters here and abroad as refugees seek safety and bombs drop on already war-torn and weary cities. It seems like a great time for good news. So hear the good news. God's love is transforming the world through you and this community of faith. The people of Highlands United Methodist Church are responding to God's invitation and making good use of all that we have so people's lives and our world are made different. This is good news. This good news is at hand because of your faithful and passionate embodiment of the gospel. Now, since the word gospel, the word we used to usually to describe those first four books of the New Testament, since the word gospel literally means good news, in the most literal sense, good news begets good news. So let's start with the good news of the gospel. As we encounter Jesus in the 25th chapter of Matthew, you'll notice that your bulletin just says Matthew 25. No little verses today because we're taking the whole chapter. Now it starts in three movements. The first section is a wedding story. Jesus is trying to share a message, and as he often does, he tells a story because they're memorable, because they carry more meaning than a simple answer, because they're fun to tell. Now, in this parable, there is a group of bridesmaids waiting in the evening for the groom to arrive. As it gets later into the evening, everyone's lamps begin to run low on oil. They've been burning for a while. Now, half of the bridesmaids, and I love this, direct quote, our scriptures tell us, half were wise and half were foolish. So the wise half pull out the extra oil they brought with them. The foolish half watch their lamps go out and then have to run into town to find more oil in the middle of the night. While they're out buying oil, there's a knock at the door. It's the groom. Those who were prepared, were awaiting his response and his presence, they're ready to celebrate his arrival with lamps burning. The others miss it. Jesus tells this story to emphasize a very important truth. We never know when God's going to show up. We never know when God is going to show up. Now, this is something we have seen and lived at Highlands United Methodist Church. Think about some of the things we've been a part of. United in Orange, flood relief, marriage equality, neighborhood events. These were not the results of years of strategic planning. I wish I was that wise. I wish we were that wise. No, instead, these special moments were the result of a congregation that was wise enough to wait at the door for when God would show up. And then when God does, we say, let's go. The United in Orange food drive collected more than 1 million food donations between here and Charlotte when the Broncos were in the Super Bowl. That food drive and the hundreds of churches involved, seriously, over 1 million donations to local food pantries. That started here when God knocked and we responded. This afternoon, more than 1,000 people will be in our parking lot. There will be music and food and children in costumes and pumpkin painting and bouncy castles. And this isn't just our event. This is a community event. And it's not just pumpkin painting. It's children who are being made comfortable. It's families who recognize that we care about relationships. It's people gathering together and celebrating what makes the neighborhood wonderful, and that's the neighbors. I mean, we follow a guy who asked the important question, who is your neighbor? And we live it. And not just with the pumpkin painting and the fall festival. We're talking Taste of Highlands and the tree lighting and the street fair. All of these moments are when neighbors come together and joy is shared and relationships are being built, and that's what we're about. And we share it with the world. These events happen because when the neighborhood had a need for space and a group that would welcome them, they knocked. And we were ready to answer. And when the people who build relationships through our hospitality at any of these beautiful neighborhood events, when our neighbors need support, when they decide it's time to find something deeper in life, when they want to celebrate life and love, they know us. They trust us, and they become part of our family. So hear the good news. The people of Highlands United Methodist Church are responding to God's invitation and making good use of all that we have so that people's lives and our world are made different. Now, our ability to respond to these moments, these opportunities, our ability to do so is solely the result of your generosity. What you have, what you do, and even more, who you are, as we pray every week. For what you choose to offer here is what our congregation gets to turn around and offer to the world. There is no deep-pocketed foundation that buys socks for the homeless. There are no lottery winnings that pay my salary as I sit with a dying child. There is no reclusive billionaire that supplements the cost of our facilities. Your generosity makes these things happen. And likewise, it isn't just what goes in the offering plate, because did you know that there's no magic cupboard filled with elves that come out to wash the dishes so we don't send trash to the landfill every week? The Sunday school children don't learn stories of God's love sitting alone in a room. And those who are brave enough to walk through the doors of our building, and I say brave because let's be honest, choosing to come to church, especially for the first time, is an act of bravery. Our first-time guests, they aren't welcomed by the reflection of their own smile at the door. Your generosity and presence tends to all of these things. Because you have chosen and continue to choose to do the best you can with all that you have been given. You are being good stewards of what you have. And this is again where our good news meets the good news of the gospel. After this beautiful story about people being prepared to respond when God sends opportunities, Jesus tells another story. It's a parable about putting what we have to work. See, there's this man and he's leaving for a long trip. So he calls in his three servants and he gives each of them some money. He gives one of the servants 5 valuable coins. He gives another one of the servants 2 valuable coins, and he gives the third servant 1 valuable coin. He decided to give them what he thought they were capable of using. Sort of echoes of that, half of the bridesmaids were wise, half of the bridesmaids weren't. Now you look like a 5-coin servant, you look like a 1-coin servant. He does this work. We can dig into that at another time. So, he decided to give them what he thought they were capable of using, and he goes away for a long while. And the servants who got the 2 coins and the 5 coins, they start buying and selling and investing and putting these coins to work. The guy with 1 coin is really nervous that he's going to screw stuff up and lose what he was given. So he runs out to the backyard, digs a hole, and buries the coin. Now, this man returns from this long trip, and he calls the servants back together, and he says, "How'd things go while I was gone? How'd you do?" The servant with 5 coins brings in 10. "I made 5 more." The servant with 2 coins walks in and says, "I made 2 more." And the servant with 1 coin brought in a handful of dirt with a coin somewhere in the middle and said, "I didn't lose it." The man who'd been gone, the man who had offered these gifts to these servants so they might do something, was livid. And he actually says some very mean things to the guy with the 1 coin, finally pointing out if that servant had at least taken the single coin to the bank, maybe he'd earn some interest and keep his hands a little less muddy next time. "Do something with what I give you," he says. Jesus is telling us this parable, this story about how we're invited to be good stewards. You see, this is Jesus asking, this is Jesus encouraging. Honestly, this is Jesus begging us to do something with what we're given. It's why I ask you to consider what you have been given and how you can put it to good use in this place. When we think about what we have and where our time and our energy and our money go, there are so many places we offer what we have, what we do, and who we are in this world that honestly are metaphorical holes in the ground. They offer us nothing in return but disappointment. But Highlands United Methodist Church is a place that takes what we're entrusted with and multiplies it. Because even this church then does the best it can with all that we're given. Churches need to be held accountable for stewardship as well. I mean, we spend every single dollar wisely, with much consideration, with much prayer, and with vision-led guidance. You know, we do the same thing with the time people are willing to offer. Trying to find a way that if you're going to offer us your time and your gifts, we want to make sure it makes a difference. We even try to be good stewards of every single square foot that we have. Our space is an amazing and wonderful asset. It's something that we have inherited from those who came before us. You know, and over the last 4 years, we have multiplied what our space is capable of. Hundreds upon hundreds of families are impacted by Highlands United Methodist Church every week. Because instead of empty space, we've chosen to offer hospitality to justice programs, music classes, yoga offerings, preschool children, youth groups, school fundraisers, Hebrew classes, women's networking groups. The schedule is crazy. Because we know we've got a space and people need space. Space where they feel comfortable, both physically, but also personally. It's actually why, as we look at the different projects that are part of this Building a Home Where All Belong, I'm so excited we're tending to that space. That we're going to make sure the building stays comfortable, warm, with a new boiler. That we're going to make sure this beautiful stained glass that adds to the sacred feeling, that tells the story of Jesus caring for us. And oh my goodness, look, he's knocking at the door. I don't know if you noticed that one, but it's right there. We're going to take care of these beautiful gifts and this garage in our parking lot. I'm so excited at the idea of this garage in our parking lot, turning it into the most versatile and inviting space our neighborhood has ever known. Hear the good news. The people of Highlands United Methodist Church are responding to God's invitation and making good use of all that we have so that people's lives and our world are made different. And our responding to opportunities, our being good stewards of what we have, the faithfulness and generosity of the people of Highlands United Methodist Church is doing great things. The things that we share in and take part of here are the kinds of things that Jesus asks us to do in the closing words of Matthew 25, where our good news brings the good news of the gospel to life. Hear these words of Jesus. And on that day, the Lord will say, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the very foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did this for me." This is Christ's vision for what beloved community looks like. This is Christ's vision for what beloved community does. This is Christ's vision, if not right, outright instruction manual for what it means to build a home where all belong. It's why we seek to fulfill this vision, this invitation. We seek to fulfill it literally and metaphorically every single day. We literally feed people. We also nourish the souls of the weary and the forgotten. We literally welcome strangers. We also welcome the unique aspects of every person who enters here, even when some might call them strange. We literally care for the sick. We are also working to address deeper cultural sicknesses, like individualism and racism and environmental apathy. You know, our bishop really focuses on Matthew 25. She asked us to hold this scripture in front of us for the next 4 years, every single day. And she reminds us that clothing the naked isn't just about shirts and shoes and the socks we might take to the park. Clothing the naked is also about protecting the dignity of those who have had it stripped away through injustice. Hear the good news. The people of Highlands United Methodist Church are responding to God's invitation and making good use of all that we have so that people's lives and our world are made different. And this is not simply abstract and nameless. There are as many stories as there are relationships. And today some of these stories will be shared with you. I've asked some members of our Highlands United Methodist Church family to reflect on how they have been made different here. Now, for some of the folks that share, it might be a before and after story. how they're different from before they found this congregation to after they found this congregation. For others, it's a story of how, even though they've been here a long time, there was a difficult moment and they were made different because of this place. But each and every story is one that is made possible because Highland United Methodist Church is responding to God's invitation and making good use of all that we have. These are lives that are being made different. When we prayerfully consider what God can do through our generosity, lives are changed.